Custer. A rare drone attack in Moscow has caused light damage and forced evacuations in what Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling a terrorist attack. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It's the first time residential buildings have been struck in the Russian capital since the war in Ukraine began. The Russian Defense Ministry says five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. Moscow's mayor says two people have received treatment for unspecified injuries but were not hospitalized. President Putin claims it's an attempt from Kyiv to intimidate Russia and that it's a clear sign of terrorist activities. Ukraine has made no direct comment on the attack. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
NATO countries are in the middle of Arctic military maneuvers, vowing Tuesday to defend their newest member, Finland, which is hosting its first NATO exercise since becoming the 31st member of the Western Alliance in April. The addition of Finland doubles the length of the border NATO shares with Russia, which launched a large-scale invasion of another neighbor, Ukraine, in February of last year. The exercise includes 1,000 allied forces from Britain, Norway, and neighboring Sweden, and the United States. The
U.S. Army is here training with our newest NATO ally to build that capability to help defend Finland if anything happens. That's our commitment to them.
That's U.S. Major General Gregory Anderson. Some 6,000 Finnish troops and some 1,000 vehicles are participating in the exercise, Finland's biggest modern-time land force drill. This is VOA News. U.S. consumer confidence fell in May, the fourth decline in